All right, Victor, I just learned that Anthony Cirelli could not see the puck that you passed to him. One more time, did you know that his stick was right there, or were you just throwing it in front of the net?
Yeah, I couldn't really reach around. I was kind of off balance. So I knew we had guys in front, and I knew Wedgie was on the first post. So just hoping and maybe hit a stick or a skate or something and go in the net. So I did not see him touch it, but yeah, great play by him.
500 career assists for you. Sometimes they're not that memorable. Was this one a memorable one?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm happy it came in a big game like this, you know, late in the game. That's those are the moments you live for. And, yeah, that was a great feeling. And, yeah, like I said, to do it for this club and, you know, over the last 14 years, you know, a lot of credit goes to the guys that put the pucks in the net.
You limited the Stars to 5 shots on goal in that third period. What does it take to do that to this team?
No, it takes a lot. And, you know, there were how many, especially in that second period. And, you know, we kind of on our heels and we had a good talk and, you know, not turning the puck over and trying to get it behind their D and get under the forecheck and did a lot better job of that. And I think the defenseman was, we were a little bit more aggressive up ice as well. So, you know, Vasa made some key saves for us, obviously. But, yeah, great turnaround going into the third.
And talk about the mood of this team right now after big wins against Colorado and here in Dallas.
Yeah, huge. You know, two of the best teams in this conference. And yeah, big bounce back after that Florida game and that San Jose game. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're a team that, you know, we're very stubborn when we lose games and we want to bounce back. And playing against two great teams like this is, says a lot about the character we have in our room and what we can do.
Thank you.
Yeah.